A dominant display from England in the opening game of their Six Nations Championship. The hosts extended their unbeaten run to 12 games with victory over Wales. The visitors were unable to add a single point to the scoreboard in the first 40 minutes compared to England's 4 tries, 3 conversions and a penalty. The boot of Ford proving strong, as well as a well-earned hat-trick from Arundel, Earl rounding off the points in the first half. Wales, however, were down to 13 men at one point following a string of penalties against them. The second half started with news of a change at half-time for England. Genge had been very hot-tempered, giving away 2 penalties in the first half unnecessarily, effectively for antagonising behaviour. Just 6 minutes into the second 40, and England had extended their lead through a try from Roebuck, who was called to the starting lineup following injury to Feu Wabosso on Thursday. Wales then settled down and brought play up to the English try line. The hosts were warned about giving away 2 many penalties, and in a strange move by head coach Steve Borthwick, England emptied their bench as they defended their lines. Not even 30 seconds on the pitch and captain Itoje was shown yellow, the unfortunate player giving away the next penalty. With a man advantage, Wales stretched the England defence before executing a cross-field kick for Adams to gather and score. It was converted. Less than 10 minutes later, and Ben Thomas was sin-binned for cynical play in the final third, and Henry Pollock thought he had scored in the 68th minute, but was tackled into touch before grounding the ball. That said, it was an illegal high tackle by number 20 Plumtree, who was shown yellow for his efforts, and a full penalty try was awarded instead. England twisted the screws in deeper as Freeman crossed the whitewash in the final minute of play. Player of the match, George Ford, was unable to convert, accurately hitting the post instead. But it was a strong performance from an England squad who looked unified. Wales back to the drawing board. Too many basic errors saw them doomed from the first half. In front of a packed Allianz Stadium in Twickenham, just shy of 82,000 fans, the Six Nations match ended with all 5 points for the hosts, England 48, Wales 7.